I will make them wrong, and I'll die in their
defense. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. If you're new just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on Communities, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Folks, we are not a militia. We are a Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your own thoughts and opinions. Always welcome. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We're also live in our chat room right here on Blog Talk during every broadcast. Now, in case you haven't known, I'm just putting it out there that the Defender 7, we are big advocates of the missing worldwide, trafficked, murdered, cold cases, you name it. Pretty much involved in it all. And as that old adage says, know something, say something. Never know if you could be that key part in an investigation that helps bring a loved one home. So please, I'm asking, you see any missing persons flyers, to please post them out there everywhere on social media. Let's help to bring them all home. Bring some families some closure. In the past few years, it's gotten a lot worse, and especially with trafficking. If you know a story or know somebody's missing or you have info and you're too nervous to bring it to the attention of law enforcement, you can always reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or to Lorna Munson, and we'll see to it that the proper authorities get the information. Too many people going missing, and it's not just children. I mean, a good majority of it is teenagers, but there's even adults. So don't just think it's tied to just children, because it's not. It's a big problem. It's always has been a big problem, and it continues to get worse. And we're only 1 month in, not even a month in, 2023. So let's help stop it. I mean, if you know something, say something. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick, Lorna Munson, our major ass pain.
Yep, I'm present. Better late than never. Now I'm just stuffing my face.
So
leftover lo mein.
Oh, there you go.
Good stuff.
So what's the deal on that on the property? Are you getting it or?
Yeah, I put my offer in today. They have to respond by Wednesday, by 12 p.m. Wednesday.
Cool.
So.
Well, I hope you get it.
Yeah, me too. Yep. But it's doable, and it's got a couple big mounds of dirt on it. And I said something to Jess about it. She goes, my husband can come up and fiddle fart with it around. He likes doing stuff like that.
Well, there you go.
And then next thing is building a pole shed.
That's right, because it don't have any buildings or anything on it, right?
No, No, it's got that septic sewer, and I found out tonight I got food halfway stuck down my throat. I found out tonight that the previous owners, they had a transformer put on a power pole, and they hooked their camper up to that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. At least
so
you got power and septic.
Power, septic, and well.
That's what I'm saying. At least it's got all that.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to jump on this one.
Hell yeah.
Because the houses that I've looked at, they're just shit. So I'm better off just building.
Well, in the time being, I'd check into those tiny homes.
I got my camper. That's a tiny home.
Or your camper. It don't matter. I mean, just until you get something solid built there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We ready?
Mm-hmm. For the most part. I just got my gullet.
Well, take your time, because I'm going to start.
Okay. I'm almost done. You do a couple, and
Mount
then I'll jump in.
All right. Mount Airy, North Carolina. The Mount Airy Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating a missing 41-year-old white female, Rebecca Tackett Hawks. She was last seen Wednesday, January 18, 2023, in the area of Westlake Drive near Boggs Drive in Mount Airy, North Carolina, after running out of gas in her vehicle. She was wearing a black shirt and blue jeans. Again, she's a white female, age 41. long brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 110 pounds. Anyone with any information or know her whereabouts, please contact the Mount Airy Police Department at 336-786-3535.
Do one more and then I'll be ready.
All right. Like I said, take your time. Don't make yourself sick.
I won't.
Sebastian Tyrese Husted, last seen Monday, January 22nd. Oh, this is a cold case. 2018 in South Lineville, Missouri. He's a male, Caucasian, and black African American, 18 years old, short black hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 200 pounds. Anyone with information, please call the Centerville Police Department at 641-437-7100.
All right, I'm ready. Sorta.
Well, it's about damn time.
Huh?
About damn time.
Okay. Someone out there knows what happened to this innocent child, Trudy Appleby. It's been 27 years. She deserves. You out there, you know what happened to Trudy Appleby on that fateful day of August 21st, 1996. You know what was done and where she is. We're entering our 27th year without Trudy and without knowing where to find her. 27th year. You have the answers that we need to finally find her. Please contact Moline, Illinois Police Department or Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities. You can call Crime Stoppers and remain anonymous if you're afraid of something or someone. Just do the right thing. She was just a little girl when she went missing from her home, from her Moline, Illinois home that fateful day. Just a little girl. It doesn't give a description, but it's got a picture. And when she went missing, she had kind of longer, past her shoulder, brown hair. Looks like brown eyes or dark eyes. Any information, call 309-762-9500.
Farmington Police Department, New Mexico. Trevin Tallbull, I believe he's a Native American, 30 years old, 5'8", 230 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. Trevin has a pair of lips tattooed on his neck and unknown tattoos all over his arms. He was last seen at the Encore Motel in Farmington on January 14th, 2023. He does have a light mustache and goatee. Anyone with information on Trevin's whereabouts is asked to call non-emergency dispatch at 505-334-6622.
Please contact WRPD if you have seen Vern Law so his family and friends know he's okay. I don't know if this helps, but his voice sounds just like Ja Rule's. Pray he is found. Vern is still missing. Please call the Wood River Police if you have any information. On July 27, 2022, the Wood River Police Department received notification that a male subject identified as Vernon Law was last seen on July 21st, 2022 at 2:40 p.m. by a coworker departing Economy Boat Store, 200 Amico Road, Wood River, Illinois. Vernon L. Law worked as deckhand on the riverboat, Kevin Michael. he left the property on the boat. His wallet and identification were not left behind. He possibly left with these items in his possession. Vernon is from Chester, Illinois, with associates in Columbia, Illinois, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Vernon Law was last seen wearing a blue T-shirt, blue jeans, and work boots. A check of his cell phone has been conducted. The last time his phone was active was on July 21, 2022, at approximately 2:40 at Wood River, Illinois. Investigators of the Wood River Police Department found video of Vernon L. Law walking cell phone on Illinois Route 3 in Hartford, Illinois, towards Interstate 270 on that same date at approximately 3 p.m. As of October 14, 2022, the whereabouts of Vernon Law are still unknown. He has not attempted to contact any family members or associates. The white male, 5'11", about 180 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, numerous tattoos on both arms. If anyone knows the whereabouts of Vernon Law, contact the Wood River Police Department at 618-251-3114 or your local law enforcement.
Orange County, Virginia. Joseph Michael Curtis was last seen on December 26, 2022. He left headed to Buffalo, New York for a short-term job. The individuals he left with have returned from their employment. However, Joseph's family have not heard from him. Joseph Michael Curtis is a white male, 32 years of age, 5'7", 160 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts are asked to call 540-672-1234 and speak with Deputy Escalante.
Oh, how the hell do you say that name? Let's see. Anastasia Kirkland. missing since 12/27/22, 17 years old. She's black, female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'5", 115 pounds. missing from Lima, Ohio, United States. Both of her nostrils are pierced, and she has blessed tattoo on her right wrist. When she was last seen, her hair was dyed a faded red. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or one at the Lima Police Department in Ohio at 419-227-4444.
Sulphur, Oklahoma, January 19, 2023. The Sulphur Police Department is seeking the public's help in locating a missing teenager, Jaden Marie Holmes, 16 years old, was last seen by a family member around 10 p.m. on January 14, 2023. Jaden requires insulin, and it is unclear if she took any with her. It is possible that Jaden could be in the Denison, Texas area. Jaden is described as a white female, 5'3", 110 pounds, brown eyes, and black shoulder-length hair. She wears glasses, and it is unclear what Jaden was last seen wearing or who she left with at the time of her disappearance. Any information, contact the Sulphur, Oklahoma Police Department at 580-622-6266.
Missing Byron, Ohio man, 22-year-old Noah Johnson. His family has searched over 1,000 acres of surrounding fields, wooded areas, and residential properties, as well as Harrison Lake, and there has been no sign of Noah.
The case has been transferred over to the Bryan Police Department. Sergeant Beers at 419-633-6050. Noah has been missing since late Thursday, November 17th, possibly early Friday, November 18th, 2022. His last known location was last seen near Harrison Lake State Park in Fayette, Fulton County, Ohio. Family posted that Harrison Lake was searched and there was no sign of him, and they have searched 15 to 20 acres of wooded area as well. If you have seen, if you have seen Noah Johnson or know his whereabouts, Bryan Police Department, I already said that, trying to find a description. Thursday, da-da-da-da-da. There is no description, but his one picture, he's got a brown kind of short hair, wavy hair, and he's got big brim glasses on. Can't tell the eye color. And I already gave the phone number.
An endangered young adult alert has been issued for a 19-year-old man missing out of Sevierville, Tennessee. John Tipton has brown hair, brown eyes, white male, 5'10", weighs 120 pounds. He was last seen in the area of Winfield Dunn Parkway, wearing a red shirt, blue jeans, and black shoes. Please contact the Sevierville Police Department at 865-453-5506. If you see John or have any information about where he may be.
You done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Andre McCoy is wanted out of Struthers, Ohio for the homicide of 4-year-old Rowan Sweeney. On September 21st, 2020, authorities say that 3 men, including Andre, broke into a home. They wanted to rob Rowan's mother's boyfriend of the cash that he had. Once inside, they allegedly shot Rowan to death and shot and wounded several adults inside. Andre himself was also shot during the crime. He went to the hospital but fled before authorities could interview him. He was indicted in connection with Rowan's homicide in March 2021. 2 other suspects, one who was a juvenile at the time, have since been arrested. Their cases are currently in the judicial phase. Andre and the other adult suspects both potentially face the death penalty if convicted. Andre is now between 22 and 23 years old. Based on a U.S. Marshal press release, he's 5'9 and last weighed 215 pounds. Andre also has several tattoos. I have included a link to the U.S. Marshal's press release where you can see the photos of those tattoos. The Marshals believe that Andre might have fled to either Atlanta or Indianapolis. Anyone with information regarding Andre's whereabouts should contact the U.S. Marshals Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force. It can be reached at 1-864-WANTED or 1-864-926-8333. Tipsters can remain anonymous. I request that readers do not send me tips and do not post tips on this Facebook post. The reason is that I am only sharing this case for awareness purposes. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force and local media have made publicly Andre as top priority. Andre is a major case for the U.S. Marshals, and they are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. I want to clarify that the U.S. Marshals are the ones who are handling the reward, not me. 2 years after his homicide, the community came together to remember Rowan. Roland's father built a memorial at the local park in his son's memory. I also have included a link to Roland's obituary so that readers can learn more about the life of this innocent child. My thoughts are with the family of Roland, Sweeney, and I really hope that they get justice. And the guy that did the killing, the only description I got is he's a black male, short hair, got a little bit of a mustache, and that's about it. It's clean cut.
Farmington Police Department, New Mexico. Missing juvenile runaway. Hispanic female Dristi Biazzi, 15 years old, brown eyes, long brown hair, 5'4", 200 pounds. Dristi sometimes wears prescription glasses. She was last seen on January 12, 2023. Anyone with information on Dristi's whereabouts is asked to call non-emergency dispatch at 505-334-6622.
Mark Randall Fullerton, 35 years old. Last person known to see him is his girlfriend, Ashley Palmer, on 6-3-2020 at her house in Brecadio, Missouri, 2 hours before dark, her statement. We also know his wallet, phone, shoes, and truck keys were still in her house. She says he vanished while she was in the bathroom throwing up. Mark recently had all his teeth removed and has numerous tats. If you have any information on what has happened to our Mark, please call the law enforcement. 35 at the time of missing from Brecadio, Missouri, June 3rd. Mark has many tattoos, false teeth, and ear piercing. And he's got a hat on in his pictures, but he's got blue eyes. Both ears are pierced. Face hair, short hair. Any information, call 866-362-6422.
Runaway juvenile, Cassandra M. Madrid. Hispanic female, 5 foot, black hair, brown eyes, 120 pounds. The Gila River Police Department is asking for your assistance locating 16-year-old Cassandra Madrid, who was last seen 1 week ago. Cassandra was last seen wearing black pants, black hat, and a wig with long black hair. Any information, contact the Gila River Police Department at 520-562-4511.
Dara Ann Bushland, this is a cold case. Missing from Spooner, Wisconsin since April 3rd, 1996. She was 15 when she disappeared. She'd be 42 now. She's 5 feet, 104 pounds, blonde strawberry hair, blue eyes. She has a mole on the left side of her neck and above her upper lip. She does wear wire-framed glasses. Sarah was wearing at the time of her disappearance a Tweety Bird shirt, blue jacket, blue jeans, and black Reebok sneakers. She was wearing 4 silver rings on her right hand and a class ring with a black stone. Sarah goes by the nickname Bug. Sarah was last seen after exiting her school bus at the end of the driveway, which was 100 yards from her family's residence at 4 p.m. on April 3rd, 1996 in rural Spooner, Wisconsin. That ain't that far from here. It's like maybe an hour. There was a dark-colored pickup truck driving behind the bus when she got out. It pulled up next to her, and it appeared that she knew the driver. Some of the other people on the bus thought that the truck belonged to her 21-year-old boyfriend. Sarah and him had lunch the day she disappeared, but he said that was the last time he saw her when he dropped her back off at school. Some of the students saw her speaking to the driver, while others claim she actually got into the truck. When the truck left the driveway, it headed in the direction of a nearby town of Trigo. Sarah was never seen or heard from again. If you have any information regarding Sarah's disappearance or know her whereabouts, please call Washburn County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office at 715-468-4700. Yeah, Trigo, that's only maybe 15 minutes, half an hour from Lake Superior.
Wow.
Ah, damn it. I just clicked too many times. It got out of my page.
Jagged Dosio, Missouri. 35-year-old Mark Randall Fullerton. He was last seen on June 3rd, 2020 at his girlfriend's house in Braggadocio, Missouri. Mark is a white male, 5'11", 150 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. He was wearing only a pair of black shorts. Mark has full skull tattoos on both arms, his chest, and his belly has tattoos. His belongings, wallet, keys, vehicle, shoes, and glasses were left behind. Mark had stated to family that he and his girlfriend had not been getting along, that he was unhappy and was going to leave the relationship prior to his disappearance. If anyone has any information regarding his whereabouts, or has information regarding his disappearance, please contact the Caruthersville Police Department at 573-333-2121.
Mitchell Hamilton, missing from Kansas City, Missouri since January 2nd, 1996. He was 37 at the time of his disappearance. He's 64 now. He's 5'6", 5'8", 160 to 200 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. Hold on a second. Fatty boy needs help up on the bed. Oh, nope. He's going to take over my chair. Mitchell was... I already said all that. Mitchell was last seen in his... residence. Oh, he got up there all by himself. Mitchell was last seen leaving his residence in the vicinity of Gladstone Boulevard and St. John Ave in Kansas City, Missouri. He was wearing a red Chiefs jacket and blue jeans. If you have information regarding Mitchell's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5136. Or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearing House at 866-362-6422.
Roanoke, Virginia. The Roanoke County Police are seeking the public's assistance in locating missing 25-year-old Aubrey Wright. She was last seen around January 13, 2023. In the southwest area of Roanoke, Virginia. Her clothing description is unknown. Aubrey is white female, 5'4", 135 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She has a few tattoos, including one beside her left eye, one on her arm that says, "Don't trust no one." The number 540 on her leg, and a ribbon on her wrist. Aubrey does have a serious health issue in which she is without medications for. If anyone has any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Roanoke County Police Department at 540-562-3265.
Let's see. Missing Michigan mom of eight was dating man with murder for hire history. Heather Kelly, a Michigan mom of eight kids has been missing since Saturday, December 10th. From the start, both the Portage Police Department and Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office were involved in the missing person investigation and didn't realize much information about the case. They did say they had a person of interest they believed knew where to find Heather Kelly. We'll talk more about the person of interest in a second. Let's go over what we know first. According to the police, Heather Kelly left her house at about 9 p.m. on Saturday, December 10th. She later spoke to her children on the phone around 10:20 and told them that she would be home shortly, but Heather never made it home that night. Her truck was found abandoned the next morning at the corner of Sprinkle and East Michigan. Heather Kelly's family said she was dating a man that was charged with a murder-for-hire plot. Wood TV reported that the unknown man also was accused of soliciting others to help him murder a drug dealer who had robbed him. He was sentenced to 13 years in federal prison in 2013 for the conspiracy and a weapons charge, but records don't show what happened in the murder-for-hire plot. This man was released from federal prison in the summer of 2022 and transferred to a halfway house in Detroit. Oh, that's a good place to send them, right in the shithole.
Right.
On December, huh?
I said right.
On December 12th, he was reported missing from the facility. On December 14th, he was arrested and sent to the Newaygo County Jail. There's no official word if he is, in fact, the person of interest in this case. Heather has several tattoos, including a lion and a rose tattoo on her right forearm and a dream catcher tattoo on her left forearm. Police say Heather always wears a silver heart necklace. She's female, Caucasian, 5'10", 130 pounds, long blonde hair, brown eyes, a lion rose on right forearm, dream catcher, left forearm, tats, left thigh, and right ankle as well. Always wear a silver heart necklace. Empty truck found at Sprinkle, East Michigan. Left her Kalamazoo home about 9 p.m. Saturday, December 10th. She spoke to her kid. I said all that. Silent Observer is offering a reward of up to $5,000 in the case. Anyone with information about Heather Kelly is asked to contact the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office at 269-383-8748 or Silent Observer at 269-343-2100. Nearly 25 children have gone missing in Michigan this year. Oh, that's just a continuation, but yeah, that's pretty sad. 25 children gone missing in Michigan this year. Is that like in January already?
Unless it says, I would imagine probably 2022.
Yeah, I'm just seeing, looking at the pictures of these kids, and they're all 20 in 2022. All right, I'm done.
Leon Hayes, missing since February 1st, 2022, from Shiprock, New Mexico. 41-year-old Native American, 6'1", 200 pounds, dark brown, short hair, brown eyes. He has tattoos, the Slipknot symbol S on his left arm, Kara on the left side of his chest, missing frontal top teeth. Clothing description is blue jeans, T-shirt, unknown color. Possible travel location, Shiprock. Last seen in Mesa Farm, Fifth Lane Road on February 1st, 2022 at 3:16 p.m. He does have a light mustache and a light goatee. If you have any information about this case, please contact the Navajo Police Department, Shiprock District at 506-368-1350.
Takresha Little, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, since October 30th, 2022. She was 14 when she disappeared. She's 15 now. 5, 160 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, Native American, I'm assuming. So she has a burn scar on her left hand. Any information regarding Sakira Takresha's disappearance or know her whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605. Oh, they missed a number. They got 605-344-1131. Kind of. Let's see if there's another number on here somewhere. No, they don't. Well, get a hold of the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department.
Stacy Annette Crawford, missing from Whitewell, Tennessee. She's a white female, 44 years old, 5'4", 130 pounds, blue eyes, blonde hair. She's been missing since July 21st, 2022. An analysis of all evidence, it appears Stacy went missing around 9 p.m. on the evening of July 21st, 2022. She was in communication with just a few people that evening, and one of you knows something about her disappearance. There is still a $7,000 reward for information that leads to Stacy's whereabouts. Anyone with information regarding the investigation is asked to contact the Marion County Sheriff's Office at 423-942-2525.
Michael Wright, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since February 9th, 2022. He was 32 when he disappeared. He's 33 now, 5'8", 180 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He has multiple tattoos, and by the look of his picture, it looks like his ears are gauged. Any information regarding Michael's disappearance, nor know his whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131. And I know most of the people that are missing from Rapid City, South Dakota are normally Native American, and if he is, he's very light-complected.
Charlottesville, Virginia. The Charlottesville Police Department is once again asking for the public's help in finding a missing 60-year-old man, John Milton Harris III, was last seen in the area of Fontaine Avenue on July 1st, 2022 in Charlottesville, Virginia. He was last seen wearing a blue shirt and camo pants. Harris also has several medical issues. At the time of his disappearance, Harris was living at a campground on Monticello Road behind Moose's by the creek. Anyone with information on Harris's whereabouts is asked to notify Detective Christopher Raines with the CPD at 434-970-3280. He's a white male, 60 years old, brown short hair, 5'8", 190 pounds, has a full mustache and full beard, and that's all.
Juanito Perez, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since November 26, 2022. 15 years old, he's 5'8", 220 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, and this one does look Native American. His hair is short. He was last seen wearing a black hat, red hoodie, black pants, and gray Nike shoes. Any information regarding Juanito's, oh, and he looks male, disappearance or know whereabouts, please call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
I'm just looking at through some that have been found.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm just saying I was looking through some of the ones that have been found.
Oh, I had to go out and get my charger. I didn't realize my phone was so low.
Come on.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm trying to get back to my spot.
All right. I've got Jose Jacquez, J-A-D-Q-U-E-Z. Missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, since December 30th, 2022. He's 41, and for 41, he's looks older than that. He's 5'9", 320 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He has multiple tattoos. He has Alyssa on his head, Amy on his right hand, Grim Reaper on his left shoulder. He usually carries a backpack and wears a baseball cap. Any information regarding Jose's disappearance and or whereabouts, please call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Missing from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh Police Special Victims Unit detectives are asking for the public's help to find a missing 60-year-old female, Sherry Kiefer, was last seen walking the 3600 block of California Ave in Pittsburgh, PA on the morning of December 1st, 2022. She may be wearing the jacket depicted in the photo far right. If you have any information or whereabouts, please call the Pittsburgh Police Department at 412-323-7141. She's a white female, 60 years old, hair is shoulder length, reddish brown, brown eyes, 5'6", 150 pounds, and she does wear glasses. That's it.
Oh, did you already say the phone number?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay. Daya returns from Scout, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since January 1st, 2023. She's 20 years old, 5'8", 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She has a scar on her right forearm. Any information of her whereabouts, contact the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
New York. 29-year-old Jordan Taylor disappeared after leaving his apartment in Queens around 5:30 a.m. He was last seen wearing a black coat, black pants, and Vans sneakers. His wallet was found on West Street, close to the Goldman Sachs building, with cash and credit cards still inside. His phone was found on January 7th, just after 1:30 a.m., not far from the Q nightclub on 8th Avenue and West 48th Street. He's a black male, 29 years old, dark complexion, 5'11", 170 pounds, short, curly black hair, brown eyes. Anyone with any information, please contact the New York Police Department, 107th Precinct at 800-577-8477.
Alexa Mack, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since October 17, 2022. 14 years old, 5'3", 100 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. You know, Alexa's just about any information on her disappearance or know her whereabouts. Call Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Come on. Missing No Navarre is still missing. 31 years old, 5 foot, from Brawley, California, was last seen in San Jacinto, Hemet, or Banning, California areas. His 2018 Nissan Maxima was found abandoned September 23rd, 2022, in San Jacinto Mountains. There is a reward of $2,500. He is a Hispanic male, 31 years old, brown eyes, bald, 5'5", 165 pounds. Nose bald, so he always wears a cap. Aztec symbol tattoo on his right eye, brow. 12-16-2019 Roman numerals on right hand. 12-7-2013 on left hand. If you have any information, please contact 951-223-8287. Again, there's a $2,500 reward for any information on him.
Athena Brownfield, missing since January 8, 2023, from Cyril, Oklahoma. 4 years old, female, white, brown hair, blue eyes, 3 feet, 45 pounds. Any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678. Or the Cyril Police Department in Oklahoma at 580-464-2216.
Everything involving Zakiya Davis and her children missing is very sketchy. Missing persons report says they were last seen, heard from on January 5th, 2023, almost 2 weeks ago. Post after post, people calling police, posting, etc., and no response from her at all, not to family, etc. All of a sudden, an hour ago, she posted that she just needed a break, and her children just left and moved away, that she could have went a whole other route, but didn't. But the way everything is worded and punctuated is completely different from all of her other posts. Refusal to go live or call or confirm it, her by answering specific questions. Various of her family and her mother saying it's not her posting. Super strange. Hopefully confirmation comes soon that it's 100% her without a shadow of a doubt, and not just someone forcing her to post that or pretending to be her so that everyone stops looking for her and those babies. Now that it's getting out everywhere, it's like a true crime episode to a T. People all over these states are concerned, and it is very strange. She's a black female, 28 years old. Malia Washington is an 8-year-old daughter And Michaela Washington is her 5-year-old daughter. She drives a 2013 Hyundai Elantra 4-door with the license plate TAL4634, Waycross, Georgia, and surrounding counties. Please contact the number below or local authorities for any information leading to their whereabouts. Please call 912-574-6885 or 912-254-1968. And that is strange.
Yeah. Brianna Lynn Cooper Rosendo. There's a couple update thingies that they put before her description. So update, they have received new information in Brianna's case. There's a big possibility that Brianna was now last seen in Southwest Baltimore in mid-late 2021. Today is human trafficking Awareness Day. It's also Brianna Cooper Rosendo's birthday, and unfortunately she's still missing. Another holiday season has passed, and now another of Brianna's birthdays has arrived, and still no one's come forward with any information as her family continues to struggle without any answers. Someone out there knows Brianna's whereabouts. In fact, I'm sure a few of you have knowledge about what happened to Brianna. I'm asking you to please put your fears aside and reach out with any information that you may have. You can contact the Wilkie Barre Police with any information you have. If you do not wish to contact the police, you may anonymously submit it to Crime Stoppers, or as always, you may submit a tip to this page by hitting the message button on the post. If you have my word, you will remain anonymous. Brianna was last seen in Wilkes Barre, Pennsylvania, around May of 2021. There was talk that she was possibly going to Baltimore, Maryland, but there was never any confirmation she ever went. Since May of 2021, there have been reports of people possibly seeing her, but several are unconfirmed. Another update, it is extremely likely that her last known location was Southwest Baltimore in 2021. To read a quick summary and see further details of Brianna's case, please refer to the photos posted below. Please help Brianna and her family and share this post out to as many groups and pages as you can. One post can make all the difference. Thank you so much in advance to anyone sharing this out. She's endangered missing since May 1st, 2021, missing from Wilkes Barre, It's still there. It just went the other way on me. Oh, damn it. I'm having issues. where was I now? Last seen in Wilkes Barre, Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. 35 years old, white, female, 5'2 to 5'4, 130 to 160 pounds. Brown, long with a natural wave hair, blue eyes. Her nickname is Destiny X. She has tattoos above her right breast, nape of the neck, and bilateral upper arms. Brianna is an active crack cocaine user and a heroin at times. Brianna has been on the streets most of her adult life. She comes and goes with family. She's close-knit with some of the girls from the streets and always had contact with any of them. There's been no contact from her at all with anyone or on social media. Let's see. Whoops. I'm looking at pictures if there's any more information. Uh, Brianna Lynn Cooper Rosendo experienced a lot of hardships at the beginning of her life that made the road ahead of her difficult. At the age of 12, Brianna had found herself in juvenile detention facility. Unfortunately, this coincided with the Kids for Cash political scandal in Wilk Barnes, in which county judges sentenced children with minor infractions to harsh sentences at private juvenile facilities in exchange for cash kickbacks. For 4 long years, Brianna suffered terrible treatment at the juvenile detention facility while she tried to get on her feet after her release. Brianna ultimately dropped out of school. The series of events left Brianna without a requisite education and development she needed to succeed. Brianna has alternated between periods of sobriety and substance use disorder since she was released from juvenile detention. Brianna has 2 sons and strove to be a good mother. Due to her personal struggles, Brianna has been homeless for most of her adult life and altered between living at motels and with significant others or friends. The timeline of Brianna's disappearance is complicated, according to a male friend. In late April 2021, Brianna moved into a male friend's home with an African-American male she met on an app. The male friend states Brianna and the African-American male moved out of his home in May 2021 and moved to Baltimore, and he has not been in contact with Brianna since. Other friends have stated that they saw Brianna at the male friend's home in July and December of 2021. Most of Brianna's friends last had contact with her in February and March of 2021, where she was living at the Wilkes Bar Lodge. Brianna had multiple Facebook profiles and used the platform regularly to communicate with family and friends. The last activity on any of Brianna's Facebook profiles was on May 10th, 2021, when she liked an ex-boyfriend's post. Regardless of how difficult her circumstances were, Brianna never went more than a couple of months without contacting her family. Her family has not heard from her since her last social media activity. When a family member called Brianna's cell phone in July 2021, another woman answered and was annoyed that people were trying to reach Brianna at the number, stating she had the phone for a couple of months. Brianna's family and authorities believe Brianna is being held against her will and trafficked. Witnesses have come forward with alleged sightings of Brianna after May 2021. Placing her at motels around Pennsylvania in the company of an African-American male and other women. Brianna's name has come up multiple times in ongoing human trafficking investigations. Brianna's family has submitted her case to Name Us, the Doe Network, and PA Crime Stoppers. Let's see. Any information, where's the phone number? Call 570-208-4201.
Heather Berry, missing from Garden City, Kansas, January 2nd, 2023, 16-year-old white female, 4'7" to 4'11", 90 to 100 pounds, brown shoulder-length hair, blue eyes. Heather Berry is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Garden City, Kansas on January 2nd, 2023. She was last seen in the area of 2410 D Avenue in Garden City. Heather left her residence in an unknown clothing description. She was reportedly in communication with a friend who may live in Wichita, Kansas. If you have any information regarding Heather's disappearance or you know her whereabouts, please call the Garden City, Kansas Police Department at 620-276-1300.
Riley Youngman, Missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since December 1st, 2022. 14 years old, 5'8", 139 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He has a rose tattoo on his right hand. He was last seen on foot wearing a black hoodie, torn jeans, and black shoes. Any information of Riley's disappearance or Noah's whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Thirty-nine-year-old Toledo, Ohio man Keith Zurich may have been spotted in Detroit on December 20th. I added the article to show that he was previously missing and located in Luna Pier. He was then drove to the VA in Detroit and since has gone missing again. He was last seen on December 12, 2022, leaving the John D. Dingell VA Medical Center located at 4646 John R. Street in Detroit. A missing persons report was filed with the Madison Heights Police Department. He's a 39-year-old white male, 6'2", brown hair, shoulder length, a beard, mustache. He has several tattoos, one on his right arm, one on one of his legs, and a stomach tattoo above his belly button. Keith has barbed wire tattoo wrapped around his upper left leg. From a family member, he has O-M-E-R-T-A tattoo across his stomach and a red N-U-H-T or thunder up his left forearm. He has a decent scar on his hand between his pinky and ring finger, almost like his pinky was torn off. I think his right forearm was sliced open 6 to 8 inches and was stapled back together. You seen Keith Zurich or know his whereabouts, you're asked to contact Madison Heights Police Department, 248-585-2100.
Gary Baker, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota since December 5th, 2022. 61 years old, 5'11", 200 pounds, partially gray hair, hazel eyes. Gary could possibly still be in the area or travel out of state. Any information of his disappearance or whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Larissa Renee Eichenhorst, missing from Moody, Texas since December 25th, 2022. Age 17 at the time of disappearance. She's a 5'2", kind of looks white and Hispanic, 190 pounds. She has brown shoulder-length hair and brown eyes. Larissa Renee Eichenhorst went missing from Moody, Texas on December 25th, 2022. She was last seen leaving her home in the Moody area of Bell County, Texas. If you have any information regarding Larissa's disappearance or you know her whereabouts, call the Bell County, Texas Sheriff's Office at 254-933-5412.
Dwayne Yellowcloud, missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, since December 12, 2022, 51 years old, 5'10", 180 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He has a tattoo of a lightning bolt on the side of his face. Any information of his whereabouts, call the Rapid City, South Dakota Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Ronald Henry, missing since December 5th, 2022, the 34-year-old black male, missing from Platteville, Wisconsin. Dark complected, 5 foot 10, 170 pounds, black short hair, and brown eyes. Ronald was last seen at his friend's farm in Plattsville, Wisconsin on December 5th, 2022. He was supposed to have he was supposed to leave the farm on December 17th to head back to Milwaukee, but sometime in the evening of Sunday, December 4th, into the early morning hours of December 5th, Ronald disappeared. Anyone with information, please contact the Grant County Sheriff's Office, 608-723-2157.
Haley Nicole Penrod, 17 years old, missing from Muscatine, Iowa since January 1st, 2023. She's 5'5", 130 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes, and she's white. She may travel out of state. Any information, call the Muscatine, Iowa Police Department at 563-263-9922.
Carly DeVere, missing from Salina, Kansas, missing since December 11th, 2022, age and time of disappearance, 25, she's a white female, 5'3", 80 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you have any information regarding Carly's disappearance or you know her whereabouts, please call the Salina, Kansas Police Department at 785-826-7210.
Alexander Alex, nickname, Michael Kruk, missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin since July 20th, 2022. Or 2020, sorry. He disappeared at age 33. He'd be 35 now. He's 6 feet, 175 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He does have a scar on his stomach. He goes by the name Alex. Alex struggled with mental health issues, and his delusions have increased over time. Alex was last seen by family on August 1st, 2020 at McDonald's and 25th. In Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. He had last called a family member at 8:20 a.m. on August 6, 2020. He has not been seen or heard from since. He was last active on social media on July 17, 2020. Alex's associates stated that he wanted to move to Mexico. He has no passport or financial resources to move out of state or country. Alex's driver's license has been found. There has been no proof that he got a plane, train, or bus ticket. They did say that he dated a Hispanic woman who spoke little English, but she has never been found or come forward since his disappearance. Alex has lived in Wisconsin his entire life and is not known to travel. There has been no evidence that he left Milwaukee or the country. Alex always kept in touch with his family on a regular basis and would not have gone this long without contact with loved ones. Foul play is suspected in this case. If you have any information regarding Alex's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Police Department, District 1 at 414-935-7405. Hello.
Goodbye.
Should I go again?
Marion County Sheriff's Department out of Jasper, Tennessee. Oh, I already did hers. Grace Erin Myers, missing from Waynesville, Missouri, December 16, 2022. 17 years old at the time of disappearance. She's a white female, 5'4", 140 pounds, dirty dishwater, blonde, shoulder-length hair with green eyes. She's a missing endangered runaway who went missing between the hours of 1:30 and 2 a.m. on December 16, 2022. Grace had made some concerning statements prior to her disappearance, and her family is very concerned about her. She was last known to be wearing a white hoodie, blue jeans, and white shoes. If you have any information regarding Grace's disappearance or whereabouts, please call the Pulaski County Sheriff, Missouri Sheriff's Office at 573-774-6196.
Sean Charles Lee Lueberger, missing from Willoughby, Ohio since June 28, 2021. He was 50 when he disappeared. He'd be 52 now. 6'1", 220 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He has a large scar under left eye, glasses, and contacts. He has multiple tattoos. He has a gargoyle on each of his upper arms. He has a tattoo on his chest and stomach. Don does have a stutter when talking and does walk with a slight limp due to ankle injury. He does have medical issues that do require medication. It is unknown what he was wearing at the time of his disappearance. However, he always known to be wearing black steel-toed boots and sunglasses. Don had stayed with his ex-wife on June 25, 2021. He said that he had to get his paycheck the following day and he was going to take care of some bills. On June 26, 2021, he went to get his paycheck and come back and had left some money on her table, but she did not see him at the time. It had been reported on June 27, 2021, that after he had picked up his paycheck that he had to try to reach a female who he had been with, Mazelin, the night before by calling a man who he had been hanging out with the night before, June 26, 2021. It was said that he couldn't reach the female and that she didn't want to see him. After that call, his phones have never been used after that, and there has been no contact with him since. Don's vehicle, a 2003 Chevy Tracker, was found a month later in Akron, Ohio. Don's wallet and phone were not on him and are believed to be with him. Prior to Sean's disappearance, he had made payment, taking care of a driving infraction that he had since September 2005 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Sean, according to others, would not abandon his child, family, or his job. Sean was last seen June 26, 2021 in the area of Rolling Park Drive in Maslin, Ohio. If you have any information regarding Sean's disappearance and know his whereabouts, please call the Willoughby, Ohio Police Department at 440-953-4240 or 440-953-4212.
Washington, D.C. 16-year-old Jabari Hill was last seen in the 1400 block of Bruce Place Southeast on Saturday, December 17th, 2022. He's a black male, 16 years old, medium complexion, 5'2", 110 pounds, black hair short, brown eyes. Anyone with information, please contact the Metropolitan Police Department at 202-576-6768.
David Alexander Hazelrig, missing from Wichita, Kansas, since October 18, 2022. 34 years old, 5'11", 187 to 195 pounds. Sandy blonde hair, hazel eyes. He was last known to be at the Working Men of Christ House of Jeremiah in Wichita. If you have any information regarding David's disappearance or know his whereabouts, call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181, 316-263-6011, or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Maria Galvin, missing since January 2nd, 2020, from Spring, Texas. Age when last seen, 15. And there's nothing else on her. I can't believe this. All right, I'll do the next one. Ashley Jasmine Aravallo, 16, 5 foot, 130 pounds, Hispanic female, last seen on December 18, 2022 at 7 p.m. Went missing from the Essex area wearing dark clothing. Any information, contact the BCOPD at 410-887-0220.
Genuine Adams, missing from Parsons, Kansas since January 8, 2023. At 16 years old, she's 5'7", 201 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She's a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Parsons, Kansas. It is believed that Genuine may be in the Fort Scott, Kansas area. She has a hoop ring on her left side of her nose. Any information of her disappearance or whereabouts, call the Parsons, Kansas Police Department at 620-421-7060 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-796-4017.
North Little Rock Police Department, we need your help finding this missing person. Kennedy Forrester has not been seen or heard from since November 27, 2022, and may be driving a gray Ford Escape with Arkansas plate ABT02A. She's a white female, 27 years old. Last known location was North Little Rock, Arkansas. She's listed as a missing person. She may be driving a gray. I already said that. Anyone with information, contact Detective C. Brown at 501-812-2562.
Danielle Gamble, missing from Sullivan, Missouri since January 8, 2023. 28 years old. She's 5'4 to 5'5, 160 pounds, brown hair, green eyes. She was last seen wearing a maroon hoodie at Fast Trip in Sullivan, Missouri. If you have any information of her disappearance or whereabouts, call Franklin County, Missouri Sheriff's Department at 636-583-2560 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol at 866-362-6422.
Rosalind Hamlin Hampton, missing from Wichita, Kansas, December 14, 2022. 33-year-old black female, light skin, 5'7", 140 pounds, brown short hair, brown eyes. She went missing from Wichita, Kansas on December 14, 2022. She's living homeless and has been struggling with substance abuse issues. If you have any information regarding Rosalind's disappearance or you know the whereabouts, please call 911 immediately or call the Wichita, Kansas Police Department at 316-268-4181.
Kobe Roach, 24 years old, brown hair, brown eyes, 6'1", 200 pounds. Last seen in Waverly, Ohio on the evening of 2020. Let's see. And, of course, there's no phone number. God, I hate that. Any information, call the Waverly, Ohio Police Department.
Davis Griffin is a missing endangered teenager who went missing from Memphis, Tennessee on December 16, 2022. Davis is a white male, 17 years old, 5'9", 165 pounds, brown hair short, hazel eyes. He was last seen in the area of the 4600 block of Edgemont Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee, and was wearing a white hoodie and sweatpants. If you have any information regarding Davis's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department Missing Persons Bureau at 901-636-4479.
Joshua J. Stratton, missing from Elbow, Nebraska since June 23rd, 2018. 33 when he disappeared. He's 38 now. 6'4", 210 pounds, blonde, strawberry hair, blue eyes. Joshua had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and was reported that he has been off his medications. The day of Joshua's disappearance, he went to the store with his father to get groceries and had been dropped off at his home in Elbow, Nebraska. He had not been seen or had any contact with loved ones. He usually wears black shin guards and chainmail armor when he is out. However, his chainmail is accounted for. Joshua walks everywhere. He does have a vehicle, but it is accountable. If you have any information of his disappearance or his whereabouts, call the Case County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office at 402-296-9370, 402-296-9322, or Nebraska Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 877-441-5678.
Rodney Henry is a missing endangered teenager who went missing from Memphis, Tennessee on December 15, 2022. Rodney is a 14-year-old black, medium complexion male, 5'4", 115 pounds. He has black hair, which is cut low, and brown eyes. He was last seen when he left for school in the area of the 300 block of Modern in Memphis, Tennessee. He was wearing a white shirt, khaki pants, and red and white Jordan sneakers. If you have any information regarding Rodney's disappearance, please contact the Memphis, Tennessee Police Department Missing Persons Bureau, 901-636-4479.
This is a red alert. Gene Jacob Cloud Jr., missing from Black River Falls, Wisconsin. Missing since January 25th, 2012. He is 20 when he disappeared. He's 31 now. 5'8", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He has his left ear pierced and unknown tattoo on his left hand. He is a member of the Ho-Chunk Indian tribe and his nickname, Breezy. Gene was last seen wearing a black stocking hat, black jeans, red hooded sweatshirt, black leather jacket, and black shoes, leaving his girlfriend's home on the evening of January 25th, 2012. He was driving on Highway O near Millstown Township, where his vehicle had slid off the road and got stuck in the ditch. An officer had stopped to help him, and when he asked for ID, Gene ran into the woods taking a six-month-old dachshund dog. Police attempted to follow him, however, lost track of him. He was last witnessed to be walking down Highway O a short time later. It is suspected that he may have fled due to him being fearful about an accident due to the car being his girlfriend's, or that fact that he has outstanding warrants on minor charges. He had recently moved to Toma, Wisconsin to be with a pregnant girlfriend and to support his child. He was working on making some changes in his life. He was working. He went back to school to get his high school diploma. Tribal volunteers were about to track Gene's footprints for over 3 miles. He was walking parallel to the road. However, he had crossed over and back into the woods at times. It is unknown if he was picked up at the last place where his footprints ended. Gene's cell phone and social media has had no activity since he disappeared. Family does not believe that he left voluntarily. Any information regarding Gene's disappearance or Noah's whereabouts, call the Jackson County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office at 715-248-5357 or the Ho-Chunk Nation, Wisconsin Police Department at 715-248-2658 or the Wisconsin Clearinghouse for Missing and Exploited Adults and Children at 1-800-843-4373.
Missing adult, David B. McAfee, missing since October 28, 2022 from Knoxville. Oh, shit. I just lost it. I hate when that happens.
You lost it a long time ago.
Yeah, hanging out with you. I swear they don't want us doing this.
You want me to go?
Yeah, because I got to find my place.
All right. Dean Morrison, missing from Lawrence, Kansas, since April 2nd, 2022. 42 years old, 6 feet, 155 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Dean is a homeless individual in Lawrence, Kansas. He was last seen by anyone who was a part of his family on April 2nd, 2022. Dean usually rides a bus or is on foot or bicycle. Dean was last known to be wearing a dark blue Adidas windbreaker-type pants and bright yellow shoes. He may be carrying a black backpack with a small green Free State High School logo on it. He has no vehicle. Any information of his whereabouts, call the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department at 785-832-7509 or the KBI at 785-296-4017. Oh, dang it.
Okay, it kicked me out of where I was at and won't let me back in.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Huh. Here's a featured case for January in Chattanooga, Birchwood, John Doe, a victim of homicide whose remains were discovered in Birchwood, Tennessee in 2006. His DNA matches indicate ancestry in the southern United States. He was wearing a Tom and Jerry Easily Amused t-shirt, likely ancestors from Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, or other southern states. Top DNA match of 404 centimorgans, the complicated family tree dynamics inhibiting identification. Are you the match? And his picture looks like he's got, that's hard to describe, a sketch. Kamani Rishon Council was found murdered on his 18th birthday on October 16th, 2008, near 33rd in Wyoming in Kansas City, Missouri. If you have any information on unsolved murder of Kamani Council, please contact the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5413. To remain anonymous and possibly be eligible for a reward, call KC Crime Stoppers at 816-474-8477. Please remember that these victims are submitted to us by their family. Our organization does not investigate cases. We advocate, educate, and help raise awareness. Speculation on the details of the case is not helpful on this platform. Comments that are deemed inappropriate and or potentially hurtful will be removed. Kid, let's see, that was murdered as a black kid, and it looks like his left ear was pierced. And that's all I got for that one.
Yeah,
are you back?
I think I'm a lost cause because it ain't letting me back in.
Oh, wow. April. You must have hit a nerve with one of the people you posted.
Probably.
April Nicole Geyer and Rosanna Marie Forkham have been missing from St. Cloud, Minnesota since August 14, 1998. On that day, April 21, left her home in Malacca, Minnesota with Rosanna, 15. Initially, investigators believed the two had run away as they had before. However, a witness came forward to share that both girls were at a party in St. Cloud that night. He also said that his friend strangled both girls after the party at his apartment. He claimed that he helped bury both bodies. Police did many searches of the area indicated by the witness. However, no evidence was found of either girl. It is possible the girls hitchhiked from the party. Both girls had run away together before, but they had always called their families when they were gone. Neither girl has called home since that day. April, born July 9, 1977, was native. She was 5'2", 140 pounds with brown hair and eyes at the time. She was possibly wearing a black oversized tee with bike shorts or jean shorts. She had struggled with meth and alcohol dependence at the time. She had been depressed at the time, having lost her boyfriend in a drowning the year before. She left behind one child. Rosanna, born December 3, 1982, was white. She was 5'5 to 5'6, 110 pounds with brown hair and eyes. She went by Rose and Rosie. She had recently completed a juvenile program for truant kids. She had been planning to run away to California with April that summer, according to a friend. Both girls are missed and have families still searching for them.